Blog Talk Radio.
What a mighty God you are. You're awesome. You're mighty. You're holy. You're righteous, and you commanded us to be holy like you. So, Father, we thank you, Lord God, for allowing us to be holy like you. Keep us close by your side, oh God. Guide us in the plain path in the name of Jesus, and help us, Lord. Help us in every situation that we face. In the name of Jesus, oh, Father God, we know that we can do all things through you, Christ Jesus, who's strengthening us. Oh, yeah, strengthening us, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you that you are Jehovah, oh, El Elyon, the Most High God. You are Jehovah Shalom, a peacemaker. Oh, make peace in us, peace in our homes, peace in our families, peace in our neighborhoods, peace in our city, peace in our state, peace in our nation, oh, God. We are depending upon you. We are trusting in you like never before. Oh, God, we call on your name tonight like never before. Have mercy on us, oh, God. Have mercy on us, Father, in the name of Jesus. Bless us like never before. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we are depending upon you. We are trusting in you, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do. You have done great, great and mighty things. Great and mighty things in us, oh God. So we thank you for doing great and mighty things, even for those in the womb. We cover the babies in the womb tonight. And we thank you, Lord God, for their mothers who's carrying them, Lord God. Oh God, we thank you for the right nourishment for the mother's body, oh God. We thank you for the right doctors for the mothers, oh God, as they approach the delivery room. We thank you, Father God, as they push the babies out, that you, oh God, are right there blessing the babies, protecting the babies, comforting the babies, strengthening the babies. And, Lord, we ask you, Lord, to make sure the babies in the womb, Lord God, are healthy and well. When they come out the womb, let them be healthy, well, and strong in the name of Jesus. Strong, oh God, let them, when they cry, let that cry be strong in the name of Jesus. When they kick, let them have strong kicks, oh God. Let them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, be protected. Oh, Father, I thank you for those holy angels of protection around those babies, even in the delivery room, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the fathers who birthed the babies, oh God. We thank you for what you're doing for the fathers and the mothers, oh God. We claim every one of those babies that are being birthed right now for your kingdom, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare those babies will live and not die. They will be healthy and well. They will be prosperous and successful. In the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you that you are Adonai, hallelujah, our supreme God, supreme ruler. Oh, yeah, we surrender to you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, fight against those who fight against us. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, stand up for our help. Stand up for our children's help. We thank you, Lord God, the arrows that fly by day, by night, will not harm our children. They will not harm our families. We thank you for every city in America, every city, every state, every continent, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, we lift up every continent before you, and we thank you for all the continents all over the world. In the mighty name of Jesus, we just thank you tonight for what you're doing. Oh, God, you are the shepherd of our children. You are our shepherd, and we shall not want. In the name of Jesus, you are, Lord, we thank you for allowing us and our children, our families, to be born in green pastures. In the name of Jesus, with a superabundant supply. And, Lord, we know that there are children who are hungry, children who are homeless, parents. Oh, God, I wish they could have a crumb of bread to feed their children. We ask you to reach out, oh God, and send the ravens to feed them, oh God. Oh, give them fresh, clean water to drink, warm clothes, whatever clothes they need for their climate, oh God. I don't know if they live in Africa, South America, North America, Europe. Oh God, I don't know where they live, but you know, because you are there. You are everywhere, oh God, all at the same time. You're omnipresent. What a mighty God you are. And we give you glory, we give you praise, we give you thanks. In the name of Jesus, you are Jehovah Jireh, that mighty provider. Provide life and godliness for our children, oh God. In the name of Jesus, provide excellent health for our children. In the name of Jesus, let them be born with all of their limbs. In the name of Jesus, their eyes, their nose, their mouth, let them be born healthy. In the name of Jesus, as the mothers are carrying them in the womb, touch the mother's womb. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we decree and declare healthy mothers. Every inherited curse of sickness and disease is cut off at the root from the mothers, from the fathers. In the name of Jesus, we thank you that our children shall live healthy lives, successful lives, prosperous lives, prosperous in the word. They will be filled with the word at an early age, and grace shall be their peace. So we give you praise and thanksgiving. We say hallelujah, hallelujah to the Most High God. We are grateful in the name of Jesus for who you are. You are mighty, you are holy, you are great, greatly to be praised. We honor you today. We give you thanks. We give you praise. Oh, yeah, we thank you today for what you're doing in our children. Oh, God, help our children.
You said that in the last days, you shall pour your spirit upon all flesh. You said that the young people shall prophesy. And, God, the young people need you like never before. For the enemy is on attack. So now, God, I pray against all type of gun violence. I pray against the shooting that's in our schools. I pray against suicidal thoughts. I pray against drugs. I pray against bullying. And I speak over the lives of the young people that they would not go into the hands of temptation. The young people will get back in place with you. They will hunger for holiness. And the hunger will be so great that it will be unexplainable. In the name of Jesus, God, I declare right now that we, your young people, we will present ourselves as men of sacrifice. Our lives are in your hands. We make the choice. We make the vow right now that, God, we will not give in to peer pressure. We will not give in, God, to suicidal thoughts. We will not give in until what the enemy has to offer. We will not give in until the plans of the enemy. But, God, we stand and we say we will be holy. We will keep our bodies pure. We will keep our bodies pure. We'll keep our minds.
Welcome to University of Biblical Studies, Boys to Men and Girls to Ladies. I'm your co-host, Lily Turner, from Holland, Michigan.
And I'm your host, Caritha Gantling, from Jacksonville, Florida, also known as Sister G.
Lord God, in the name of Jesus, please forgive us for sins known and unknown, right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we call forth the right and left side of our mind to be in line with your word, right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We come against the enemy's mindsets on us right now in the mighty name of Jesus. It is null and void in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you for your mindset in the mighty name of Jesus. Us thinking like you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for University of Biblical Studies, Lord Jesus. We thank you for it prospering, reaching out to more people right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Saving souls in the mighty name of Jesus. For your kingdom, Lord God. Lord God, we come against chaos right now in the mighty name of Jesus in the body of Christ, Lord Jesus. We come against division right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you for unity right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We come against heart attacks right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray peace right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Health right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for this generation right now in the mighty name of Jesus, that they will not fall to the wicked ways in the mighty name of Jesus, that they will understand what they are doing, Lord God. That we thank for you sending someone their way right now in the name of Jesus, someone that will talk to them in the mighty name of Jesus, that will save them right now in the mighty name of Jesus, that will teach them about you, Lord God. We thank you for them repenting to you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you for the Holy Ghost falling upon people right now in the mighty name of Jesus who are asking for it, Lord Jesus. We thank you for them receiving it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you for your will being done in the mighty name of Jesus. And we send our ministering angels to those who are ready to commit suicide right now in the mighty name of Jesus. It is null and void in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we cut the enemy's attacks over their life right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We send the enemy to the sea right now in the mighty name of Jesus, to be cast into the sea in the name of Jesus, to be planted in the name of Jesus. And we believe this effect is immediately in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we agree with the prayer that just went forth from Lily Turner, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for all that you're doing. Oh, God, on boys to men, girls to ladies, oh, God, as we study your word tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus, let your word go forth to every nation, oh, God, every tongue. Give them understanding of your word, your will. In the name of Jesus, let salvation go forth like never before. In the name of Jesus, have your way. We surrender all, and we are thankful, Father God, that you are with us. You won't ever leave us nor forsake us, that you are the shepherd that we need, leading us in a plain path, oh God. So, Father, we honor your presence tonight in the name of Jesus, and we say, have your way in Jesus' name. Amen.
Our lesson tonight will be taught by Sister G. Please feel free to listen and participate.
Amen, amen. Well, I'm going to unmute all the lines, and I thank God for you all who joined us. I'm looking for Kristen and her children. So if you guys could call her, see what's happening with Kristen tonight and the children in Michigan. Thank God for you. Well, we're going to begin with Let's Get It Right. So you know how we do it. Sometimes when people are preaching or you hear a person quote a scripture, there may be a mistake in it. But we got to know the word well enough to say, wait, that's not what it said. So get your Bibles ready. Get your Bibles ready. We are ready. Let's get it right. So we got to correct the scripture, the part of the scripture that's wrong. This first scripture is found in Psalm 23:1. Many of us know it by heart, but look it up because I'm going to ask you to read it. So when you read, state your name and read the scripture, the correction. So this scripture, Psalm 23:1, says, my friend is my shepherd. My friend is my shepherd. I shall not want. What's the mistake in there?
This is Isaac.
Okay.
The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want.
Excellent, Isaac. Good job. Thank you. All right. Okay, next scripture is found in Psalm 78:1. Psalm 78:1. All right, look it up, state your name, and read it. It says, close your ears, O my people, to my law. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. Psalm 78:1, close your ears, O my people, to my law, and incline your ears to the words of my mouth. What's the mistake? And then read it.
This is Micah.
Okay.
The mistake is close your ears. It should be, give ear, O my people, to my law. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth.
Amen. Thank you, Micah. Good job. All right. Next scripture is found in Song of Solomon 1:2. Adults, you can find the scriptures as well, not just the young people. So everybody's participating. Got all the lines open. Song of Solomon 1:2. Let him know me with the kisses of his mouth, for thy love is better than gold. There's two errors in here. Let him know me with the kisses of his mouth, for thy love is better than gold. What are the two mistakes? And read it correctly.
This is Lily.
Okay.
So the first mistake is supposed to be, let him kiss me. The second mistake is supposed to be, better than wine.
All right, read it. Thank you.
Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, for your love is better than wine.
Excellent, Lily. Good job. Thank you. All right, next scripture, Psalms 91:9. Two errors. because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the most down thy house. Psalms 91:9, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the most high, even the most low, that I couldn't even read my own writing. I put something on and I messed it up. I'll do it again. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the most low, thy house. What are the two mistakes? And then read it. Psalms 91:9. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the most low, thy house.
The mistake is most low. It should be most high, thy habitation. It should be, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the most high, thy habitation.
Excellent. Good job. All right. Last one in this section. Proverbs 13:1. Proverbs 13:1. A foolish son refuses his father's instruction, but a scorner heareth not rebuke. Proverbs 13:1. A foolish son refuses his father's instruction, but a scorner heareth not rebuke. Proverbs 13:1. A foolish son refuses his father's instruction, but a scorner heareth not rebuke. Hello? Sometimes I make mistakes, you guys, so if I made a mistake, let me know.
This is Micah.
Okay.
A wise son heareth his father's instruction, but a scorner heareth not rebuke.
Okay, good job. Thank you. Excellent, excellent, excellent. I appreciate it. All righty. Well, we have a presentation on romance. Our theme is romance and religion. So we have a presentation from Tyrese Turner. Good evening, Tyrese.
Good evening. This is the story of Isaac and Rebecca. Would you like me to start now?
Please. Thank you.
Okay. This is the story of Isaac and Rebecca. And it all starts when God promised Abraham that his descendants would number the earth. But in order for this to happen, Isaac needed to have a wife to produce his children. So Abraham sent his most trusted servant to find a noble woman to marry Isaac. And that servant found Rebecca. Rebecca was a kind woman who unknowingly answered the call of God. The servant then took Rebecca, and she married Isaac. But for 20 years, Rebecca was childless. So because Isaac loved Rebecca, she prayed on her behalf to the Lord. And the Lord answered his prayer, and Rebecca conceived. She had two twins named Jacob and Esau. After this happened, there was a famine in the land, and the Lord commanded Isaac and his wife to stay in the land of the Philistines. Now, the Philistines were the enemies of the Israelites. They were known to be cruel and wicked people. But Isaac and Rebekah did not delay. So when they asked about his wife, he replied that she was his sister. But when they noticed how he was caressing his wife, Rebecca. They confronted him. So he told them the truth. And the Philistine king forbidded anyone to harm Isaac or his beautiful wife, Rebecca. What this story says to me is that God desires for a man to have a wife, and that God will protect their love if they obey his commands. They lived a healthy marriage that lasted until Isaac's death. And that's it.
All right. Excellent job. Thank you, Tyrese. That was excellent. Good job. I enjoyed that. All righty. Well, we have Laurel Brunson on with us from Jacksonville, Florida. She's going to pray for our youth and their families. Good evening, Laurel. How you doing?
Doing good, Sister G. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for being on. Go right ahead and pray.
Father, in Jesus' name, Lord God, we thank you, God, for this day, oh God. Father, we just honor your name. God, we bless you tonight, God. We just give you glory, honor, and praise, God, for who you are. God, thank you, God, for this opportunity, God, to come before your throne of grace one more time, oh God. We just bless you. We thank you, God, for what you have done today, what you continue to do. We thank you for how you kept us, how you covered us, how you watched over us, God, how you allowed, God, no hurt, harm, or danger to come near us, oh God. And for that, Lord, we say thank you. God, we bless you, we honor you, we thank you, we lift you up, God. Lord, we say there is nobody like you. In the name of Jesus, now, God, we come before you, lifting up families, God, lifting up children before you in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, you know what they're standing in need of, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, you know, God, what the families need, what the children need right now in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, oh, God, that the very hairs, God, of their head are numbered. We thank you, God, that you write their name on the palm of your hand. And God, you know each and every child by name, God, in the name of Jesus. God, you said before you formed them in the belly, God, you knew them. So I thank you, oh God, that you know every detail, God, of every child in the name of Jesus. You know their fingerprint, God. You know, God, their hair color. You know their eye color. God, you know, God, you know them, God. You created them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So God, I thank you, God, for every child that you have created. I thank you, God, for the differences that you made, God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you that you created every child unique, oh God, different, God, in the name of Jesus. You didn't call them, God, to sit in, but God, you called them to stand out. Father, you said, God, come from among them and be ye separate. So I pray over every child, God, that's trying to fit in, God, with their peers. I pray for them right now in the name of Jesus, God, that they will come from among their peers and be ye separate. God, there is a reason why you created them the way you did. There's a reason why they can't fit in, God, in the name of Jesus. It's not in their DNA to be able to fit in the name of Jesus, but you called them to be different. You called them to be separate. You called them to be creative in the name of Jesus. So I pray, God, even for the children on this call tonight, God, I ask you right now, God, in the name of Jesus, that they, God, would walk into their own identity, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. I thank you, God, that you've given each child their own identity, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that these children, God, won't find their identity in other people. They won't find their identity in their mother or in their father or in their friends, oh God, or in their friends, God. I pray, God, that you touch them, God, to know that they have their own separate identity, God, in the name of Jesus, God. I thank you, God, for every child, God, under the sound of my voice, God, every child across this world, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you cover them, God, that you would keep them, God, that you would protect them, God, in the name of Jesus, God, I declare and I decree over them, God, that no weapon that is formed against them shall be able to prosper, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Jesus, God. I thank you, God, for shielding them and protecting them, God, from every fiery dart of the wicked, from every naysayer, from every negative word, God, that people would try to speak over them in the name of Jesus. Every word cursed, God, in the name of Jesus. God, I ask that you cover them right now. Cover their eye gates, their ear gates tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. For these children are precious in your sight. In the name of Jesus, you said, suffer not the children, God, to be able to come to you, God. So whatever is stopping our children from getting to you, oh God, I come against it in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you, oh God, that our children will be taught of you at an early age, God, even while they're in the womb, God, in the name of Jesus. They will be told of you, God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, God, that parents are raising their children up in the fear and admonition of the Lord. Father, you said that if we train up our children in the way that they should go, God, when they get older, they won't depart from it, oh God. In the name of Jesus, it feels like some of our children have departed. But, Father, you said they wouldn't depart, God, as long as we raise them up according to your will, according to your way, oh God. So I thank you, God, that your promise still stands, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, God, that you are a promise-keeping God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, God, that you watch over your word to perform it, God. In the name of Jesus, and every word that you have declared over our children shall come to pass. In the name of Jesus, God, I thank you that you are well pleased, God, with the parents that are raising their children up according to your word. I thank you, God, that you are pleased, God, in the name of Jesus. You are pleased, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, cover the parents tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. Cover the families tonight, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I come against broken homes tonight, in the name of Jesus, God. I come against broken relationships, God, in the name of Jesus. I come against secrets, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, you said there is nothing hidden that shall not be revealed. So, God, if there be any secrets, God, in the name of Jesus, anything, God, being hidden, God, being swept under the rug, in the name of Jesus, I declare and I decree, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you reveal it, God, anything that's hurting the children, in the name of Jesus, any secrets, God, that would hurt the children, God, in the long run, I pray, God, that it be revealed in the name of Jesus, oh God. I pray that our children, God, would not have to deal with the demons that we had to deal with in the name of Jesus. I declare and I decree that our children are healthy, our children are whole in the name of Jesus. We declare affirmations over our children in the name of Jesus, that they are the head and not the tail, that they are above only and not beneath, that you do have a purpose and a plan for them, that they are not a mistake. In the name of Jesus, so God, I declare and I decree that our children are winners, God, and never losers, God. In the name of Jesus, I declare that our children are saved. I declare that our children are set free. I declare in the name of Jesus that our children have a sound mind. In the name of Jesus, they are not schizophrenic, God. In the name of Jesus, they are not double-minded. In the name of Jesus, they are not thugs, God. In the name of Jesus, they are not prostitutes. They are not thieves and murderers, God. I come against that in the name of Jesus. I come against right now prejudice, God. In the name of Jesus, biases, oh God, stereotypes right now. In the name of Jesus, racism, God. God, any child that's dealing with racism, God, in the name of Jesus, prejudices, oh God, I come against it in the name of Jesus. Racial slurs, I come against it right now in the name of Jesus. Cover our children, God, cover them now, God, with the precious blood of Jesus. God, we know that the parents can't protect them from everything, oh God, but I thank you tonight God, that you're watching over our children, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, cover them with your blood tonight. Love on them, God, in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you right now, God, for parents loving on their children like never before. In the name of Jesus, parents loving on their children like never before, God, in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you. God, I thank you, God, for parents loving on their children like never before. In the name of Jesus, God, I thank you tonight. Thank you, God. God, for our children, God, being loved by their parents like never before. I come against loveless households. I come against cold households tonight. In the name of Jesus, children not getting the love and the attention and the affection that they need at home. So, God, they're going other places, God, to get it. God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that children, those children, God, God, that are not getting the love that they need, I pray, God, that you open the eyes, God, and the hearts of their parents tonight. In the name of Jesus, touch that little boy and touch that little girl, touch that teenager, God, that feels like they're alone, that feels like their parents don't love them, God, in the name of Jesus. Feels like they're a mistake. They've been made to feel like they're a mistake, God. I come against that with the blood of Jesus, and I declare and I decree that no child is a mistake. In the name of Jesus, I declare and I decree tonight life over our children. In the name of Jesus, I declare and I decree tonight that everything, every negative thing that has been spoken over our children in the name of Jesus shall not take root in them, God. They will not grow up insecure. Thank you, Jesus. They will not grow up insecure. They will not grow up with low self-esteem, low self-worth. In the name of Jesus, promiscuous, oh God, in the name of Jesus, because they didn't get the love and the affirmation that they needed at home. In the name of Jesus, parents, pay attention to your children. Thank you, Jesus. Parents, pay attention to how you love your children, to how much you love your children, to how much you show them how much you love them. Show your children how much you love them, because if you don't, they'll go get it somewhere else. Father, I thank you. God, I bless you, God, for what you're doing tonight. God, continue to bless Sister G. Continue to keep her in your hand. Continue, God, to bless her obedience. Lord, we give you all the praise. We give you all the honor. And God, we declare and decree it is so. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, hallelujah, praise the Lord. What a powerful prayer. We thank you, Evangelist Laurel Brunson from Jacksonville, Florida. God bless you and your family. Thank God for you. All right, moving right along, we have the Turner family on with us from Holland, Michigan. They're going to sing a song of praise. Good evening again, Turner family. How y'all doing?
Good. We're doing good.
All right, what do y'all going to sing tonight?
Wonderful Jesus.
Amen.
Wonderful Jesus. Bright morning star, you're the lily of the valley. That's what you are. So glad we know, so glad we do. Wonderful Jesus, I know I'm so true. Wonderful Jesus, bright morning star, you're the lily of the valley, that's what you are. So glad we know it, so glad we do. Wonderful Jesus, thou art so true.
Amen, amen. That was awesome. I love that song. Wonderful Jesus. He's our counselor. He's our Prince of Peace. He's a mighty God. So we thank God for Jesus tonight, that song. Thank you, Alternative Family. Excellent, excellent, as usual. Thank God for you. Well, you already know our theme for this month, the month of February, has been romance and religion. So we thank God for romance and religion. Tonight, Tyrese talked about Isaac and Rebecca and their romance and their love for each other. So pure religion, in case you didn't know, pure religion, James says in 1:26, that pure religion, in 1:27, undefiled before God and man is to visit the fatherless. Read James 1:26. Can someone find it for me? 1:27. But right now we're going to be moving on to James 1:26. If any man, person, boy, girl, among you seem to be religious and can't bridle their tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is in vain. James 1:26, that's the King James Version. This version says, those who consider themselves religious and yet do not keep a tight rein on their tongue deceive themselves, and their religion is worthless. Vain talk. Let's talk about vain talk. Job said, "Should he reason with unprofitable talk, with speeches wherewith he can do no good?" Job 15:6 says, "Thine own mouth condemneth thee, and not I. Yea, thine own lips." Psalms 141:3 says, set a guard over your mouth. Talk, 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 talk. There used to be a song out, talk, talk, talk. You just worried me to death. So talk, talk, talk. Much words can get us in trouble. Let our words be few and seasoned with wisdom. Proverbs 17:28 says, even fools are thought wise if they keep silent and discern, and discerning if they hold their tongue. Proverbs 21:23 says, whosoever keeps his mouth and his tongue keeps himself out of trouble. Psalms 37:30 says, the mouth of the righteous utter wisdom, and the and their tongue speak what is just. Colossians 4:5-6, be wise in the way you act towards outsiders. Make the most of every opportunity. Let your conscience, your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone. We must speak more to God, expressing our love to him. Talk less to humans, and life goes much smoother. Talk to God daily. Express our love to him. You know, Song of Solomon expresses love to God. Song of Solomon, chapter 7, verse 10. Did someone find that scripture for me that I asked for a few minutes ago in James 1:26, James 1:27? All right, it's okay. We'll keep moving along. Yes.
This is Tyrese. I found it.
Okay, thank you. Can you read it?
Pure and undefiled religion before God and the Father is this: to visit orphans and widows in their trouble, and to keep oneself unspotted from the world.
Amen. Thank you so much. That's what we have to do. Yep, visit the widowless, the widows in their affliction, those who, you know, are fatherless, and keep ourselves unspotted from the world. So we, you know, talk less, spend more time with the Father. Speak more to God, expressing our love towards him. Song of Solomon 7:10 says, I'm my beloved, and he and his desire is toward me. By night on my bed, I sought him whom my soul loveth. I sought him, but I found him not. We must search for God. When we must search for him, hunger for him, love on him, like Psalms 42. You know, David said, you know, he was hungry for God like a deer that pants after the water brook. I want to ask you a question. Have you heard? Have you heard? Have you heard? It's no secret. Have you heard? It's a crackdown on sin. It's a crackdown on sin. Sin has been abolished from Christian way of life. Have you heard? It's no secret. It's a crackdown on sin. What did you say? What did you say? Did you, wait a minute. Let's look at what Romans 6, 1 and 2 says. Romans chapter 6, 1 and 2. Somebody find that for me as well. Romans chapter 6. So in the I'm reading this in a different version other than the King James. It says, what should we say then? Should we continue in sin that God's kindness will increase? That's unthinkable. As far as sin is concerned, we have died. So how can we still live under sin's influence? All right, I'm going to stop there. So, you know, we can't sin anymore. It's been a crackdown on sin. Yep, the Lord is watching us close. Crackdown. Should we continue in sin? Did anybody find that for me? Romans chapter 6. All right, I'll continue, and you can let me know.
This is Lily.
Okay, go ahead, Lily. Read chapter 6, 1 through 4. Stop at verse 4.
Okay. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Certainly not. How shall we who died to sin no longer live in it? Or do you not know that as many of us were baptized into Christ Jesus, were baptized into his death? Therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death. That just as he was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we should also walk in the newness of the life.
Amen. Thank you so much, Lily. You're an excellent reader. Yep. So, you know, we can't continually sin. We'll say, oh, yeah, I'm going to do this sin, but God's going to forgive me. No. We cannot sin anymore. It's a crackdown on sin. It's been abolished. We can sin with our own mouth. Sin begins in our mind. Before we sin with our mouth, sin begins in our mind. It's a crackdown on sin. All right, we're having a trial. In case you didn't know, it's time for the trial right now, right now. Here comes the judge. All right, sin is on trial. Here comes the judge. So the judge is saying to sin, where did you begin, sin? Where did you begin? Listen to this. Sin said, I entered the garden like a snake that sneaks up on you. So Genesis chapter 3, that's where he entered, right there. Find that for me, somebody. Genesis chapter 3. I'm turning to it right now. Genesis chapter 3. And we're going to listen. This is when he started. The snake was more clever than all the wild animals the Lord had made. He asked the woman, did God really say you must never eat of the fruit of any tree in the garden? So that's what the snake does. He come in, he slithers in, and he creeps up. He's subtle, he's sly, he's cunning, he's deceitful, he's treacherous. and he's full of lies. Anybody found it for me? Genesis 3, 1 through 3.
Yes, ma'am. This is Micah.
Okay, Micah.
Now the serpent, which was more subtile than any beast of the field, which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yeah, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden. But of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, ye shall not eat of it. Neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die.
All right, let's look what the serpent did. He went to Eve. Wonder why he didn't go to Adam. He went to Eve, and he said, listen, you know, can you eat of the fruit in the tree of the garden? So, you know, he's very cunning, sly. So we got to pay attention to what is happening here. The devil is talking to Eve. Why didn't he go to Adam? So he's telling Eve what God said. He said, and the serpent said to the woman, you won't surely die. He changed God's word around because God said in Genesis chapter 2, he told Adam, yes, you will surely die. So sin. The judge is asking sin a question. He says, sin, who are your victims? Sin, who are your victims? So sin answers the judge. Usually, my victims are those who don't know what God says. I trick them into believing a lie. So the judge, sin, how do you operate? Sin says, I speak part of God's word to my subject. I approach each person I speak truth wrapped up in a lie. I speak part of the truth, but I don't speak all of it. So the judge says, what age group do you target? They says, well, the serpent, the sin says, I seek to steal, rob, and kill youth in 2020. Particularly those who don't know God's word. Have you heard how many youth were murdered with vicious, hideous crimes, murder? I want to kill their purpose, put to death the reason God sent them to the earth. So in 2020 and even in 2017, 3,410 children, teens, 80%, 6% of teens died from gunfire. And most of them were boys. Our nation is full of guns, easy, and they're easy to get. Our youth know how to get them. So sin says, I murdered less children in 2020 than the previous years through gun violence. I planned for the coronavirus to kill them, but it didn't happen the way I planned. Parents and children prayed more, stayed at home together. They ruined my plan for the death of our youth. Judge says, what is the number one cause of children's death in America? Unintentional injuries, burns. This is what sin says. There are unintentional injuries, burns, drowning, poison, road traffic, accidents. Children 5 through 14 years, accidents, unintentional injuries, cancer, and suicide. I, sin, cause many, many deaths. I cause car crashes, cell phone related, firearms, second leading cause of death among children and youth in 2016. Our youth know how to get firearms. Youth under 18, firearm rate high in America. Motor vehicle crashes was the third highest cause of children's death in 2016. Sin, as you can see, I have been busy murdering your children, as many as I can. While I watch, I use others, people to help me. I even use their friends. Yes, even their parents help me. I get another person to call the parents on the cell phone while they're driving and their babies are strapped in their seat belts in their car seats. I cause distractions, crashes. It's funny to me. Human beings can stop this, but I send their thoughts, distractions. I send our youth, I send them subliminal messages on the computer, on electronic games like kill yourself, shoot your friend, dishonor your parents. But the judge says, what can parents do to prevent you from murdering our children? What can parents do? So Sin says, Sin, hate to say this, but number one, they can pray for God, the Creator, to protect them. They can pray Psalms 91, Psalms 23, Psalms 35, Psalms 37. They can pray with their children and teach them how to pray. They can intercede for their children, other children whose parents do not pray for them and refuse to pray for them. They can spend time with their children, teach them God's word at an early age. They can start in the womb. Let them hear you read and study God's word. Make declarations over your children. Declarations like, my child or children shall live and not die. My children are blessed and highly favored by God. My children shall live out all their years in safety and peace and great blessings. You can add more. I, Sin, do not like children. Jesus loves children. And he says in Matthew 19:14, God was with them, and he said they are part of the kingdom. So we have with us tonight Lorna Elliott, Sister Lorna Elliott. She's going to pray for our youth and their families. Good evening, Sister Lorna. She lives in Jacksonville, Florida. Good evening.
Good evening, Sister G, and to everybody on the line.
All right. Good
Heavenly
evening.
Father, we thank you. We come to your throne of grace with praise and thanksgiving. Father, we are so grateful for this time together. We are thankful that we could pour into our children and their families. Father, I ask you that you would let their hearts and minds not be troubled. For in today's world, we have so many troubles. With the virus, Lord, I pray that they will not be troubled in the name of Jesus. Let the peace of God rule over their hearts. Father, I ask you that you will grant them wisdom and knowledge from the heavenlies. For only you, Lord, can give the best wisdom, the best knowledge and understanding. Father, may you cover their hearts, cover their thoughts, their intentions and motives with the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray for their safety and protection as they walk through every decision and guard their footsteps. Heavenly Father, let your word be sown on good ground as they bring forth an abundant harvest. Lord, let the harvest be plentiful. Let it be more than a hundredfold. We target a thousandfold in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, place ministering angels around them to lead, to guide, and correct them. We bind up the enemy of fear, and we loose the might, the power of God. Father, I lift them up with hope, with faith and courage, so that they can lead others to Jesus Christ, and that they will have a testimony, and they can lead other members of their family, their friends, their relatives. Let them be a living example and a role model for the younger ones. Father, I thank you for Luke 10:19, which says, "Behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." Father, we ask you for your authority over our children, and they will be able to use that authority so that nothing can come against them to harm them from the enemy. Father, we give you the glory, we give you the praise, we give you the honor. May everything that was spoken tonight, Lord, bear much fruit. Let it be in their hearts, Lord, and let them walk away, not like they came in, Father, but with an increased knowledge and with an increased word from you. Speak to their hearts, Lord, as they receive all that's offered to them. Father, we thank you that we can intercede for them, for they are our future leaders. We bless them from the crown of their heads, Lord, to the sole of their feet. Father, we thank you for healing of the mind, healing of the body, healing of the soul. Father, may you bring everything into perfection. For we seek the perfect will of God. As it is in heaven, Lord, so it shall be on the earth. Lord, we give you the glory, the praise, and the honor. In the mighty and holy name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Lorna. Powerful prayer. Thank the Lord for prayer warriors. Amen. Thank amen. You. Well, it's time for our co-host again.
It's time for an encouraging word from my dad, Pastor Turner.
Hello and blessings to everyone on the line, everyone that is listening. Hello, Mom. Hello, Sister G.
Amen.
What I want to talk about today is accomplishments, you know, and but I just want you to understand the greatest accomplishment, the greatest achievement that you ever can make, or if you already have made it, that's good too, is to surrender totally to God's will. You are not too young to make this commitment. And I just want to talk to you a little bit about accomplishment and what you're going to benefit if you totally surrender. So this benefit, it will start off. You will start out recognizing when you give God everything, your all, everything. I mean, everything that ever goes on into your life, every bad, every good, you acknowledge him in all your ways, understand the benefits, you'll start recognize that things don't change us, but we change things. So it doesn't matter about your circumstance. Then you also will start to recognize that you will realize that it's a time for everything, like Ecclesiastes 3 talk about. Read it, Ecclesiastes 3. And it's a time for everything, although it may seem like the wall is caving in on you. It may seem like it's too dark. You can't catch a glimpse of your destination. I mean, how many know that when you're traveling or when you walk into a destination, it looks better and it gets easier when you see where you're headed. Now, we're living in a time right now that sometimes we can't see. It's foggy. But the thing is, I will wait without complaining. I will know that Matthew 28:20 says, "Lo, the Lord said, I will never leave you. He said, I'm with you always." Hebrews 13:5, you start reminding yourself about the word. The Lord says, "Remind me of my word." So therefore, he says, "For I will never leave you nor forsake you." You understand that. Start repeating that to yourself. He says, "For I am with you always." So therefore, when you want to see this destination, Lord God, I can't see a glimpse, but I trust and I believe in you. We can have faith, but watch this. Our belief activates our faith. So telling God that, hey, look, I trust in you, I surrender totally to you, meaning that you will have the greatest achievement of eternal life. It is not too late. You are not too young, because the cemetery proves that. Walk in the cemetery. So understand, This is what we are. We are a chosen people. We have to understand what God has put his hands on. We can't shake it. Just give in to it and totally surrender to him. He will never leave you. You will start to understand the value of protecting your peace. Oh, my goodness. Don't we all? We have to protect our peace. And protecting your peace by soaking. You soak in patience and love, the fruit of the Spirit. And then you'll understand all these things that God said. You are an inheritor. You are a seed of Abraham. Come on now. You are a seed. You are chosen. Look, God is pleased with me. Like I told you before, God, our Lord will never be surprised at anything that we do. So we have to understand, don't beat yourself up. Understand who you are. Understanding who you are, you're created in the image of him. He said, wonderful and fearfully made. Fearfully made. So if they're scared of you, understand God did it. You know what I mean? But I'm just letting you know, you are wonderful. You're excellent. But I'm telling you, seek ye first the kingdom of God. Keep your eyes on things above. And understand God will make all these things happen for you. And understand this too. Make things matter. Make the things of God matter. Because when you start letting the big things and the small things matter that's of this world, understand anxiety comes in, which is fear. You have to understand that we have identity changers. These identity changers come in and we start looking like what we're going through. We start looking stressed out, you know, and things come on our body. You know what? Cast your care on him and let him do his work. It's already rigged for us to win. Keep that in your mind. It's rigged for us to win. And we already won when we already gave our hearts to the Lord. Amen. I love you all. Be encouraged. This is the greatest accomplishment.
Amen.
It's soaking
Amen.
In Jesus. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
To each of you for being a part of University of Biblical Studies, Boys to Men and Girls to Ladies. We appreciate you and look forward from hearing from you each week.
Amen, amen. Well, I thank God for each of you. In a few minutes, Sister Annette Brown from Jacksonville, Florida, is going to say a prayer. And then after that, we're going to take prayer requests. So I thank God for each of you. Good afternoon, Sister Annette Brown. How are you?
Praise God, I'm doing well. And how about you?
Doing great, thank God.
Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we love and praise. We bless and honor you today, Lord God. We honor your name, and we thank you for the privilege and opportunity to lift up your name. For you said, if you be lifted up, you draw all men unto you. And so we thank you tonight, O God, and we bless your holy name together. Lord, as we come tonight, Lord, you see the times that we're living in, and it's trouble on every hand. But God, we thank you, Lord God, that you're the answer for all mankind. And as we come tonight to pray for the youth and their parents, Lord God, Lord, you see that with the pandemic, it has brought on a lot of situations for the young people. And God, we ask for your mercy and grace to abound for them in the name of Jesus. Lord, many of them are having difficulty doing their schoolwork online. And Father, we just ask you, Lord God, to bless them, Lord God, with wisdom and knowledge and understanding, Father, that they'd be able to do the work. And then give them favor with the teachers, God, that the teachers would take extra time to help them. Also their parents, Lord, help their parents to be able to help them with their homework, Lord God, even grandparents. And Father, a lot of older people are not computer savvy, but God, if they have a desire, I pray, Lord God, that you would make a way, Lord God, even with neighbors or friends or someone to come in and help them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we pray for their mental health. I heard that a lot of them say they are stressed and they're having mental issues. But God, we ask you, Father, to let your mercy and grace abound toward them. Father, we ask that you would let them know, Father, that you love them. And those that are not saved, we pray for their salvation as well as their parents in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord God, that you would let them know that you've got everything under control or in control, Lord God. And, Father, that all they have to do is cast their cares upon you, for you care for them in the name of Jesus. And, Father, you also said, let not your heart be troubled. God, we pray that they would find you as the source that they're looking for, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, as we pray for them, Lord, we ask, Father, that they would have adequate food. God, so many people with the pandemic are having financial difficulties. But, oh, Jehovah Jireh, we ask you, Lord God, to meet the needs. Oh, God, supply food, supply water, supply nutritious things for them in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord God, to bless their parents with patience and understanding and love, Lord God. Help them, Lord God, Father, to be that light for the children, Lord God. Father, let the light so shine that they would see your goodness in their parents in the name of Jesus. And, God, we pray that you would help the parents, that they would teach the children. You said teach them, Lord God, and we pray that they would seize every opportunity to teach the children this is the way to go, walk this way in the name of Jesus. We pray that you lead them not into temptation, but you deliver them from all evil. You lead them in the path of righteousness for your name's sake. And, God, we just ask a special blessing on the parents, Lord God, Father, with the pandemic and the young people can't go out, the children can't go out, and it's a lot of pressure, Lord God. But, Father, give them wisdom, Lord God, and help them to set up places of refuge in their own home, a safe place, Lord God, the children can be play games or do things or read things that they can do, Father, that they can have a little space. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, we just ask you, Lord, to loose laborers across their path. Many of them, they need people to talk to, Father, rather than texting. They need to talk to hear each other's voices, Father. It's something about hearing someone's voice. And so, God, we pray that you would loose friends, Father, true friends that would encourage and support them, Lord God, and let them know they're not by themselves, Lord God, that we're all in this together, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And so, Lord God, we pray that you guide and direct them. Lord, you know that you need guidance and direction, Lord God. And we just pray, Lord God, that their parents and those that are involved in their lives, people like Sister G, people in the church, people in the neighborhood, Lord God, Father, relatives, that they would step up, Lord God, and do as Sister G and other people are doing, step up, Father, and take their rightful place to try to help the youth. And Lord, it used to be a saying, it was a saying that it takes a community. And God, we need each other, Lord. Father, we need each other, Father. You say two is better than one. And God, we need each other so that if we fall down, the other person can pick us up, Father. So we just ask you, Lord God, to do that for the youth in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord God, that your love would engulf them, Lord God. And, Father, just give them a heart, Father, that they would desire you more and more. And, Father, even through all these things, let them draw nigh unto thee, Lord God. Father, you are the anchor for them, and let their souls be anchored in you. In Jesus' name we pray and give you thanks. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Awesome prayer. Thank the Lord for those prayers that went forth for the youth and their families tonight. I appreciate all of you. We're going to be taking prayer requests. All the lines are open. Does anyone have any prayer requests?
Yes, I would like for us to pray about the weather and especially those people that are experiencing all of this stuff that's going on with the storms and all. So we could pray for those people that are being affected by the weather.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Anybody else? All right. Well, I'm going to ask Sister Lorna, can you pray for these three babies that we've been praying for? Two of them had liver transplants, and one of them is underweight. Their baby Zoe, she's a little over a year. Baby Chloe just turned a year old a few weeks ago. Baby Kaiser, maybe about 6 months or so now. But they were born unhealthy. So pray for their health. Thank you.
Thank you, Sister Jean. Father, we thank you for our three tender, loving babies. Father, you brought them into this world, Lord. And, Lord, their physical bodies are not the way that you perfected it to be. And, Father, we thank you for the medical community. We thank you for the doctors. We thank you for the nurses. We thank you for the families of these babies. Father, we ask you in the name of Jesus, I pray for them, Lord, that you will correct and align any areas of their body. Father, I pray for their lungs to be developed fully. I pray that the Holy Ghost would breathe into their little bodies and increase in size and stature. Father, I thank you, Lord, that you would bless their kidneys, their ureters. I pray for their pancreas, their liver. Lord, you can make everything correct inside their little bodies. And, Father, I ask you that anybody that touches them, that they would have the wisdom, divine wisdom, whether it be the medications or whatever they're doing in the treatment facility, Lord, that it will be a touch from the Father's hand. Lord, I pray that you will direct them and lead them into the correct medication for their particular situation. Lord, and at this time, I come against any infection. I come against any virus, any bacteria, any parasite that may be hindering their bodies from functionally normal. I pray, God, we bind those things up in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, I pray that it would be eliminated and come out of their little bodies, Lord, and be gone in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for their what their ministry is going to be. For Father, we thank you for the plans and the purposes that you have for their lives. We thank you for the families that are traveling back and forth to take them. We ask you, Lord, for financial breakthrough because it costs so much to help the children. And Father, I pray that you would give the parents hope, Lord. We need hope for their situation. Help them, Father, to be able to trust. Put their hope in you, trust in you and you alone, because you are the one who has created their little bodies. Father, we especially pray for their liver. We thank you, Lord, that you are able to cleanse and purify that liver. Let that liver do its job by removing any toxins from the body. Father, we pray that you would normalize every cell in their bodies. We ask you, Lord, that you will continue to heal them. For you said, Lord, send your word, and we send your word of healing, that their bodies will be healed. It will become whole. It will be perfected the way you intended it to be. Father, we thank you that we are able to uplift them up. We thank you that we can speak the words of life and we can speak healthiness into their bodies. Father, we thank you for your traveling mercies over the parents. We thank you, Lord, for the provision that you provide. We thank you, Lord, that you would feed their bodies and they will increase and increase and increase in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you the glory. We receive the healing. And, Father, we know it's already done. For Jesus said it is finished. He carried every infirmity on his body, and we have access to that throne today. We thank you for their healing on their behalf. We thank you that we're able to intercede and speak the words against any negative action coming from the enemy. Father, we cancel any schemes of the enemy coming against them. We cancel every act. We cancel every strategy that the enemy has positioned against these three babies. And Father, we declare and we decree your might and your power. Your will must prevail over everything. And Lord, we give you the glory. We thank you, Father. We honor you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Amen. Amen. All right. We got a couple of more prayer requests. Tyrese, would you pray for our youth, particularly Roosevelt and children who are in trouble with the law?
Can you repeat that, please?
Sure. Pray for Roosevelt, all of our youth, and all of our youth who are in trouble with the law.
Yes, ma'am. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to forgive us for our sins, Lord Jesus. And we thank you for doing so, Lord God. We send ministering angels around the nation right now in the name of Jesus. Legions of them right now in the name of Jesus. To cut down the evil that is on the young people's minds in the name of Jesus. We come against the violence in the name of Jesus. We give you praise. We honor you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for separating him and taking him out of the darkness in the name of Jesus. We give you praise, Lord God. You're perfect. We pray for Roosevelt right now in the name of Jesus. We command everything to line up in that person's mind and body in the name of Jesus. We give you praise for your will being done, and we receive you, Lord God. We thank you for your protection and your guidance, Lord Jesus. We speak it to go into their lives in the name of Jesus. And we believe this to be effective in the name of Jesus, with no hindrance in the name of Jesus. The enemy cannot put his hand on the young children in the name of Jesus. We give you praise for the children of God standing up in the name of Jesus and being firm, Lord God. We give you praise, and we believe this in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Terry. Okay, Pastor Turner, could you pray for people who are, going through horrible storms, snowstorms, cold weather, electricity out, and those kind of things? And then could you close us out with prayer?
Pastor Turner stepped out. This is Micah. I'm going to pray instead.
Okay. Thank you, babe.
Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we come against the attack of the enemy in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your people being safe, Lord God. We come against the cold weather, Lord Jesus. Let it warm up a bit, Lord, so the power can come back on, Lord Jesus. And we thank you for keeping your people healthy, Lord Jesus. And we love you, Lord God, and we thank you for the things that you do for us, Lord Jesus. We say the enemy's attacks will not work in the name of Jesus. We come against depression in the name of Jesus and anxiety, Lord God. Let the people trust that you are working, Lord Jesus, and that you will work all things out, Lord God. Let them have faith in you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for more souls coming to you, Lord Jesus, over this event, Lord Jesus. Let the situation be turned around for your good alone, Lord Jesus. And we love you, Lord God, and we believe it effective immediately in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. All right. Well, Lily, you want to close us out in prayer?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for forgiving us for sins known and unknown right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we call forth the right and left side of our mind in the mighty name of Jesus. And we agree with the chapter of our book read for tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, everything that was said on this radio talk show right now in the mighty name of Jesus, we apply it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we're coming against the enemy's plans for tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. There are no void in the mighty name of Jesus. And we pray the fruit of the Spirit over everyone's household on this line right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for beautiful sleep for them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray blessings and favor over them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we believe this effective immediately in the name of Jesus. And we love you, Lord God.
Amen, amen. Well, I love each one of you. Thank you all so much for coming on. Minister Zadie, did you want to say anything?
I would just like to say good evening to all. And like I say, I had a lesson to teach. Did my granddaughter come on tonight?
I don't know. Someone came on with a 936 number. I don't know who it was.
No. Shayla, are you on?
No, she's not on right now.
You're not on at all? You don't have a 985 number?
I only have
another
985-974-6573. Is that your number or hers?
No, that one is mine. But she texted me and told me she was on because I was on the 7 o'clock line. She just texted me and told me she was on, so she must have gotten off already.
Well, no, I don't know, but let me see. I only have 985, your number. I don't have another 985 number on here.
Oh, okay. Well, she texted me and told me she was on. I got to check back with her.
Okay.
Ma'am, I had to be on the 7 o'clock line. That's why I told her to come on. Okay.
Yes.
And I was just checking to see, but I enjoyed the last part of your service that I heard, as I always do. And thanks again for asking.
We thank you for coming on. Anybody else want to say anything else? Anything before we close out? All right. I love you all. God loves you more. Look forward to talking to you soon. Have a great night. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, and a God-filled month, and a God-filled year. Praise the Lord.
We love you, everyone.
Love
oh God,
love
you.
Love you.
Love you.
Love
this next generation needs you. God, you said that in the last days.
Thank God.
You shall
pour
your spirit upon all flesh. You said that the young people shall prophesy. And God, the young people need you like never before. For the enemy is on attack. So now, God, I pray against all type of gun violence. I pray against the shootings that's in our schools. I pray against suicidal thoughts. I pray against drugs. I pray against bullying. And I speak over the lives of the young people that they would.